views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello to everyone out there. A big super hug to all of you, the listeners, because boy, are we feeling it this week. Now, I was absolutely amazed. When I decided to do this show, I was not aware of all the dynamics with the energy building to this huge catalyst for tomorrow. And I'm going to show you how this is an incredible opportunity for you. If you're new to the show, we're going into it today with the Soul Star Chakra. And everybody's like, what is that? I mean, you may have heard of it if you've been studying this for a while. You may be new at the chakras. Don't feel like you're so far behind that you can't do anything with this. This is an incredible opportunity. I'm very excited about it. You're going to hear me ramped up today. And what's amazing is the intuition is just so strong. I'm getting so much information just out of the blue, and I'm going with it. And I'm always teaching my students that in their courses that they're taking. And boy, you know, we want to trust our intuition, and that's what I'm all about. I'm all about you trusting yours. But I'm still excited when mine just shows to me and validates to me. I don't think about it. I don't overprocess it. I just go with what feels like we should be doing at that time. Well, the divine timing couldn't be more perfect with talking about Soul Star today. And I had a push in the last few months, that course that I'm doing with intuition and eighth chakra, which is the Soul Star. You know, I had to put it out there. I didn't care if I had 2 students or 100,000 students. I'm here for the ones that are ready for that. And I was amazed. So now what I'm talking about is tomorrow we've got a total solar eclipse, March 20 on Friday, March 20, 2015. Now, the show is not about all the astrology lineup, but I am going to explain to you why I'm bringing this up, because this very much correlates to the importance of the Soul Star Chakra. So I wanted to give you this background first. Now, you can go Google all the details. There's great information out there on that, so go do that. But tomorrow is the total solar eclipse, okay? And what they say is 29 degrees, 27 minutes of Pisces. Really big deal there with that. It's a lot of why we're feeling so much. The astrologers are calling this one of the most powerful weeks when it comes to the planetary alignment. It makes so much sense. I was feeling that a couple of months ago when I did the whole year, but I get excited too when I see the validations coming. You know, we put that out there and trust the intuition that we're getting and the messages to deliver. And I'm working with the angelic realm, and I am going with that information they give me. And then it just shows. It kept telling me March is going to be wow factor, and boy, is it coming in. Now, what does this mean to us? Now, once it moves, it's going to move into Aries, which is very fiery energy, right? We're at the spring equinox. We are at a point, and this is a very transformative time, okay? We're talking about transformation. I've been talking about it for years with my white horse coming in. And what's so amazing is this is what we've been talking about. We're at this point where we've got to make some choices or get out of the way. Just get out of the way of everybody else making them. You know, you hear that make a choice or get off the pot thing. It's like that. It's like, let's do something here. The reason the soul star chakra is so important here is because it is the chakra you're going to want to work with and really open up and balance and really discover and bring that into your life, because it will help you release the ego side of you and allow that higher self to really shine, to really come in and not worry about all these things, not be afraid to change something. Now, how many of you out there have really been feeling, I need to change it up? Or you're out of sorts, or you feel time, you just can't keep up with time, or you can't, you just can't seem to feel like you're anchored. You might be feeling very ungrounded. Maybe the emotions are all over the place. Now, this energy that's here with these planetary alignments, sorry about that, is, it will influence certain groups more, but on the whole, I know that I'm feeling it, and I wasn't even one of the ones listed. But if you're highly sensitive, if you're an empathic, or you're very connected anyway, and you've been working on trying to not be overwhelmed by it, you might be really feeling this energy. Dreams are going to be off the chart. Oh, yeah. If you're feeling this, dreams are going to be off the chart. The powerful part that I'm very excited about to share with you, which is why I'm just so driven to do this, I want you to know that you can do something. You can do something to change it. If you have just been, like, for years, it's just, why can't I seem to get past this? Where these energies coming in are that kick in the rear to really get a kickstart and go with this. I mean, we are on that cusp of, let's do this. Let's just go for it and not be afraid. So that does connect with the soul star chakra in a huge way, because this is a place where we really connect with our higher self. This is a place where the ego steps out of the way. This is where we can evaluate past, present, future lives. This is a place where we can access Akashic records. You know, this is an incredible time. I mean, angelic realm. You can connect. You can really feel at peace and know what your purpose is. And, you know, that can change, like I've talked about. And the thing is, you can do something about it. There's choices here, you guys. You can do something about it. So yes, I sound a little ramped up, like I've had 10 cups of coffee. I have not. I have had an exciting elixir of energy just surge through. And to be quite honest, here I am teaching this. I know about this. I understand this. And at the same time, about 5 days ago, I could feel it. I've been feeling it ramping up anyway, and I kept telling you about it in the last couple of shows. However, it felt like I had a sucker punch right to my solar plexus. It hit me hard. It doubled me over. That's how I felt the energy. Has anybody had any digestive things going on? Have you felt it in your feet or legs, like what the movement is going through? I realized, okay, what in the world was that? And then the dreams hit. And then the reflections hit. That's that Saturn retrograde thing. And then, whoa, what's going on? Why am I feeling like I'm going in and out of different time periods? And it was just all showing the clarity. And I instead of being afraid of it, I just let it go. And I went, okay, obviously there's something here. And then it came to clarity for me. So, you know, I'm very excited to share this with you, because I believe completely in intuition, and it is the path for all of us. The second guessing and worrying about it and making sure you're doing what somebody else thinks you should do, it has just got to go away. It's time to make a choice where you want to be with that. That's the big deal here. We're going to take a short break. I do have the lines open, 1-800-930-2819. If you have questions about this or if you're experiencing something, maybe we can bring some clarity to you. And we do have a caller that I will bring on when we come back after the break. So stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about the Soul Star Chakra. We'll be right back.
On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a torch to it all. The sweet talk make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know where...
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. Boy, we really are diving into it today with the Soul Star Chakra. It's also called the Eighth Chakra, or Seat of the Soul. We do have a caller that has called in, so let's bring on Dee from Pennsylvania. Hello, Dee. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show. And what is your question?
My question is regarding my career. So currently I have a job that I do really enjoy, but something seems amiss. I feel like I need something that's a little bit more spiritually aligning to my purpose. So I was wondering if you've got any insight as to if something's coming or if this is the path I need to be on. Anything that you can provide, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Well, here's the big one. You know, now we're talking about how this soul star chakra or eighth chakra can help you with this and all this alignment with the energies. And if you're feeling that, people will feel it in different areas of life. You just validated to me, yep, you're right on track. If you're feeling that something needs to change up, you need to trust that. That's what's going on right now. You can take this energy and it can powerhouse you into some powerful changes that really need to happen. It's all about letting go of what has been just feeling so stagnant or dragging you down. So if you were to sit and make a list, what's dragging you down? What does it feel enthusiastic anymore? And then another column that's, this is what's exciting me. This is where my focus is. That's going to be your answer. Absolutely.
Okay.
You're already picking up that you feel like you need to change something. And if you're feeling drawn to something that you really want to do passionately, the way you can do that is to start being proactive in that. Like if there's something that you're really interested in, start doing little things in that. Start studying or taking classes and start feeling, you know, like you're getting more confident with it. You can gradually transition a career. You don't have to just go, I quit. And now I'm going to go do this because now I'm this big, you know, thing. You don't have to do that. I mean, some people think they have to just go one extreme or the next. But if you're just sitting in the other job and you're not doing something proactive to manifest the change, it will still feel like that. You're already, your mind is already, your soul, actually, let me rephrase that. Your soul is already chosen. And the quickest way to get there is really connecting with that higher self, which is exactly a love that you called in. It's exactly what we're talking about today. I mean,
perfect.
I could have figured that. But, you know, I mean, that's perfect because your higher self is in the eighth chakra. And that is just above the seventh chakra. Okay, that's where all the information is. But it's calling to you. It's calling, trust me. Your higher self knows exactly where you want to be, exactly what's going to bring that true joy and happiness in. Because when we're aligning with you know, who we really truly are, which is our higher self, versus the ego side of us that's worried about everything, you know, you'll know which one's running the show by if it's a worry or you just feel like, I just want to sit and daydream and smile about where I want to be. You know what I mean? And a lot of times ego will criticize that. It will criticize that that excitement for something new. I want to let you respond. Sorry, I'm very wound up today because I'm excited for the world actually today because this is the time to do something. And you're in a perfect alignment for that. I'm almost coming into tears for you. Dee, you have your future's just waiting for you to grab it in whatever you want to do. I could say, you'd be good at this or that, but you know what it is already. You do, don't you?
Perfect. Yeah, a part of me does. A part of me does, and I think there's still a little bit of hesitance because I know I would be excited because I want to be able to help people and either through coaching or maybe even have like a health food store or something along those lines. But again, there's always this hesitance of security. Is it, I mean, it's giving the security of a full-time job and moving into something that's more independent. That's always a little nerve-wracking. It's nervous.
Absolutely. Most of the time, if you really looked into the history of who really has made that transition, including myself, they did both. You felt like you were doing two jobs at once. You went and you did the job that paid the bills and you knew that, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm also going to allow myself time to enjoy the pleasure of dreaming into what I want to move into. And then I would start right. studying and reading, or I would start learning from the pros. Okay, how can I make this shift? And mm-hmm. I just started doing that years ago. And, you know, sometimes it can take a little while, but honestly, I don't think it'll take as long as you think. It used to be a lot slower and take us a lot longer, but I don't think it's going to mm-hmm. be like that now because of this energy that's coming in. It's just manifest. Keep your thoughts on what you really want, even though you're still mm-hmm. transitioning, and get excited mm-hmm. about learning something about where you want to be and do it.
Okay.
You know, you've got to... Sorry, get off the pot. You know, you've got to do it.
Yes.
Just go for it. You've got okay. it all lining up for you perfectly. Your soul's saying, hey, you don't really want to stay in this forever, do you? Let's do something different.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. You know, yeah. you don't have to be illogical and just quit and then have nothing lined up. That's craziness. We have logic that we can be logically, spiritually connected.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, and I'm quite excited. So when it starts working your way, why don't you check back in with us and let us know how it's going, Dee? I would love to know.
Will do.
All right.
Will do. Thank you again.
Many blessings Bye-bye. To you. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow, that was amazing. See, she's feeling it. That was a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You might be feeling it in your relationships, like they need work or something needs toxic stopping, or, you know, you might need to feel drawn to something else. It might be group oriented. It might be like she was talking, career oriented. It might be health oriented. It might be your diet. Where are you feeling drawn to make a change? That's the point here. That's the point. We have another caller. Let's bring on Shadonna from Virginia Beach. Hi, Shadonna. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Jen, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Great to hear from you. How are you? And what would you like to share or ask?
I'm good and I'm excited, right, along with you. I have a couple. Well, my first question is about the numbers. I got the numbers 317 the other day, and I wanted to know the significance of that. And then I wanted to talk about some of the things I'm experiencing going through the class about the eighth chakra, like the cleaning and the dreams and all that stuff. I'm feeling like I'm drawn to just do a whole lot at one time. So,
yeah,
I'm exhausted. Like,
yeah. No, I hear that. And you know, you can feel, it can feel like I'm JoJo the circus boy. Yay, let's go. I know, you feel like this cheerleader go woo, wah, wah, wah. And it does feel like that because it's invigorating. It's Aries pushing right behind it coming in too. And, you know, we even have a lunar eclipse coming on April 4th. So we really have the energies just going push. The numbers, let's take care of the numbers.
Okay.
And you said 317, right? 317.
Yes.
Well, first of all, 317, or the three, is all about the ascended masters. So you got the wisdom teachers coming in, talking to you. Number one is your, you know, you have your alpha omega, right?
Okay.
You know, the beginning, the end. The one is the beginning.
Yes.
So here you are in the beginning of something new coming up. And then the seven is, man, that's the one that comes right before eight, which is the huge abundance number, and it's flowing and balance and all that. But this is about really staying positive and continuing where you're going. You're lining it up. You're lining up and you're on the right path, so to speak. But you have support.
Yay.
You have support, but you're at the beginning of a whole new chapter. So that's what the numbers are. Now, what was your questions about? Now, just so everybody understands, Shadonna is currently in the Intuition 8th Chakra class that we have. And if you ever want to come in and start with that, it's at any time. You can start at any time. This is an ongoing class that's online. All that information's at my website, jenroyster.com. We may have to quickly go to break and then come back in with some of your questions. But go ahead and start with your questions because we've got to take a break in about 2 minutes. And then I'm going to keep you on the line if you can to answer them.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you again. The class is awesome. And I feel like it's right on time. And this is the time that I needed to go through this class. I feel like the meditations and what you put into them are so helpful, and I can feel the love in the class. Like, everything you do, I can feel the love in it. And I love that we can go at our own pace. And in doing that, like I said, like, I've been working on affirmations. I've been having the urge to, like, clean house and reevaluate my whole everything, like,
yes.
You know, so,
and she's, what she's talking about,
say,
is, and several of the students have mentioned that, and we're going to go to break and come back and pick up to finish these questions because they're very good about what's going on with Soul Star Chakra. This is a clearing out the old so you can bring in the new, because the new is busting down the door right now. That's why you feel like, I got to get this place cleaned up. I got company coming.
Yes.
Yeah. So hang on, Donna, if you can stay with us, because these are really good points to bring up with what we're talking about today. I'm Jen Royster. This is the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Okay, Brian, that was awesome. I have not. Talk about a throwback. Wow, that took us back to the Love Boat. But thank you, Brian, for that.
Oh, thank you. I had to do that. I couldn't resist.
That's great. I'm like, whoa, that was a throwback to when I was a kid. Okay, now we have Shadonna still on the air with us from Virginia Beach. Shadonna, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And right before we went to break, you were talking about how you just have this sudden urge to clean, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that was because, that you know, you have been working with your eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, and you are feeling it wants to bring in new. So we have to get all the other stuff out of the way. That is a perfect correlation to why I brought up tomorrow's total eclipse as well, considered to be one of the most powerful days we'll feel. So heads up, you're working already in there. Just go with it because you're on the right track. There is a major connection. It's driving, that energy is driving all of us, whether people realize it or not, to change it up and clean it out and let it go and bring in what we really want to do. It's helping us. This energy, it can feel very bumpy if we don't like it, but it's actually helping to move us and drive us to open and work and connect with our higher self, which is at the seat of the soul, the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra. So now you had additional questions about what you're experiencing, right? Or did you?
Yeah, I wanted to know if the sleepiness and being tired a lot is part of the reason, and also personally if part of I've been back and forth about wanting a new job and my money stuff. So I feel that coming up a lot now, which, you know, has prompted me to start doing more affirmations and things like that. And so I'm wondering if those are things that are in the pipeline for changing for me.
Okay. And the first one was, it was
being tired.
Sleepiness,
so
or you can't sleep. I wasn't quite sure what you said.
I slept the entire day last Saturday, like the entire day.
Well, I mean, look at what you're doing. Look at all this physical cleaning up you're doing. Yes, the energy when you go and you're clearing out heavy, lower frequency or toxic energy or dense energy, lower frequency, like I said, like where you are, where you've been, what you are needing to let go of. Sometimes, you know, if we have trouble going back and forth and we want to let go of it, but then we kind of let go of it, but we still hold on with a tether, it can take more energy to release it.
Okay.
And then once you release it, the body just is like, okay, can we rest now? And that's okay. You can very much feel like that. You'll probably go back and forth with bouts of I can't sleep at all, real wound up, like you hear me today.
Yeah.
No, I just feel really, really good and excited for everyone. That's what you're feeling. And I want to share that energy with you. I'm putting that energy out through this whole broadcast. But then I will have times where, wow, oh, after all of that, it's time to rest. So you're just feeling the calibrating of your physical body to the new energies as you're raising your frequency.
Cool.
Because your body, your tissues, the soul, you know, living at a higher frequency is the physical tissue. Every cell has that consciousness and responds to that environment it's in energetically. And it has to calibrate. So it can take, you know, it takes the rest. We repair our souls, our cells physically when we sleep.
Okay.
It makes complete sense to me. So you're doing fantastic. And the new job,
cool.
It's letting you address that all that Saturn retrograde and reflection and, you know, with all the energies that are coming in to support us, it will bring up what needs review and what needs to possibly have a better approach or change up, let go. Like, is there a way I could do this better, or do I just need to let this go? Or should I approach this a different way? I mean, if you really, truly want the new job, it's going to bring up a new way to approach to improve those outcomes. Right now is a very powerful manifesting time. It really, really is. I mean, it can be, bringing that focus on what you want. And you guys that are in the class have only been doing this for a couple of weeks, and look how much change you've already felt.
I'm
loving it for you guys, because it's exactly why I know I feel driven to do it, because you guys are coming through with those questions and you're coming through with what's happening in the shifts. And that was just after a couple of times trying. So just imagine once you really get this into your daily life.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. And thank you for calling in. Because I love that we're sharing all this with everybody out there that may be experiencing a bunch of things that they don't understand and they're really ready to change it up. And that's what we're trying to do here is help everybody. And so you coming on and sharing your experience is helping another. So I want to say thank you for that.
Thanks, Dr. Jen.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Let's see. We got time. We have another caller. We have Paula from Canada. Hello, caller. Paula?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Paula.
Can you hear me?
What can we do for you? Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to me the whole time. Now, so what can we do for you? Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. So just so your listeners know, I'm also in your class, which is really life-changing for me.
Paula from class.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Paula from class. Okay, well, thanks for
calling. Hi. You're welcome. And I've got a bit of a delay. Actually, I'm going to just...
Hello.
Okay. I had a headset on. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Yes. All right. Go ahead. We might have to go to break here in a minute. So what's your question?
Okay. So my question is with knowing that I am a spiritual person, what if, and this is related to me, that I felt victimized in this lifetime, and I'm talking specifically with work where I believe I've been harassed at work. So, and actually that's why I'm off. I mean, and my body couldn't take it. And I felt that there was something more calling me in. As a spiritual person, should you just turn the other cheek, or is this karma being played out in my life? Or do I need to stand up for myself?
No, great question. And perfect timing for you, obviously working with eighth chakra, because that's karmic patterns. We see ourselves as a victim, we're putting the energy out there in our frequency, that we're a victim. Now, if we came in with that, not that we do it intentionally. So this one can take a little bit of work. So be patient with yourself on this, because this one is sometimes when we have to work through a while. And I mean, I've even had to work through it, and it took me a few years, but I don't think it's going to take people as long with the way the energy's moving now. So that I feel excited for people. Okay. They won't have to take as long as I did. But if we feel victimized, we have believed what someone else is thinking of us.
Exactly.
You know that we're not the opinion of someone else unless we believe that. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, so what you're wanting to do to shift out of this is anything that's a challenge is an opportunity to learn something new, to learn. There's always something that we can learn through a challenge. That's a challenge. We can say, okay, what do I need to learn from feeling like this? Because I don't want to be like this. I want to change this. Absolutely, you can defend yourself. It's not that we... we allow people to, you know, treat us in the wrong way. But there's a peacefulness and a different way of approaching it. You working with what you're doing now with your soul star chakra and working with that higher self is going to show you exactly that you're not the victim. You're not even who you were yesterday. And you can choose to take this and let this go and move forward. When we forgive, we're forgiving the person, not the act, so to speak. Forgiveness is never about someone else. It's about us letting go of that energy that held us backwards, that's holding us in oppression.
And that's what I'm struggling with. Is it then a matter of just really turning the cheek, just forgiving it and moving on? Or if there were, you know, serious repercussions that have come out of it, things that I had suffered, you know,
I mean, you've got this place where you're feeling heavy with that, and I have to take a break. Can you hold and come back so we can finish?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We need to take a quick break, and when we come back up, we'll wrap that up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the soul star chakra, the eighth chakra, and how the major energies of today are helping us to open the chakra and really connect with our higher self. This is putting the ego away. It's an amazing transformative time in our history. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. You're in a place now that you're going to start trusting and connecting with that higher self of you. So kudos to you that you're putting in the effort that you're doing with the class. You're doing great, by the way, and you're doing just fine. But there's parts of you that got really hurt, traumatized by the whole experience, and those are traumas that need healing. And that part of the soul needs to come back into a safe place. With the higher self is who you are truly, that doesn't have any of this kind of thing. I mean, it's in perfect who you are. And that's where you want to be focusing. And then the rest of it will help it release. As far as, and honestly for you, with something that comes with, legal things or things that happen to you like that, working with Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-A-L, will really truly help you.
Okay.
He is the one for justice and balancing the scales, because when we allow the universe to take care of it because of the cause and effect, you don't have to make sure somebody gets it, because karma, you know, is a balancing thing between individuals. So instead of focusing on what an action is from another, because that was obviously where they were in that moment, but you are focusing on learning what you needed to learn from the experience, and that's how you let it go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want to give time to that energy that's affecting you so much. But on that note, I'm going to have to close off because I have to wrap up the show because we're almost out of time.
Thank you so much.
But yeah, I gave you a lot quickly. So, you know, kind of digest that, and you're in the class. So you know how to get a hold of me that way. And I'm there for you in the class. And thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you, Jen. It's life changing. So,
well, thank you very much. And I wish you all the best. Bye now. For everyone that has been listening, wow, they have really been calling in and sharing quite a bit. And I want to say thank you to that. The soul star is a powerful, and just to wrap this up, what we're talking about is the soul star is the eighth chakra. It is the one that is awakening to everyone. What I'm sharing is there are ways to truly embrace, open, and balance the chakra. Find out what's going on that can help you. And when it first starts opening up, you're going to feel like it's showing you a lot of things. Like you're going to think, wow, I thought I was good. Now there's all this stuff going on. Don't look at that negatively. Look at that as awesome. That's the information I was looking for. Now I can work on this and improve it and make it better. And with the energies that are coming in, yes, you'll probably feel quite a bit. So expect to feel a little bit. Expect it. And then whatever it is you're feeling, or whatever area of life you're feeling a push with, that's how that energy can help you balance. That's going to help give you information on what you need to be working on. So these are very powerful transformation times. The soul star chakra is your eighth chakra, just above your crown chakra at the seventh. It is the seat of the soul. What does that mean? Think of it this way. That's your assigned seat that your soul is residing. That is the seat, the soul, the seat. That's how you connect. That's how you know that's the true, authentic, divine you. That's how you know what to trust. If you can trust anybody, you can trust your higher self. That's what you want. And the ego is going to feel a little insecure here. But it's time for the ego to allow this. And that's what is pushing with all this energy coming in. The planetary alignment is pretty amazing. So the universe has actually been gentle, believe it or not, it's been gentle and it's been a gradual helping us ascend and helping us raise our frequency. And now we're coming into it and it's really a big power surge right now. This is a opportunity to take this energy and instead of resisting it, go, okay, you know what? Let's clean house. Let's let it go if we need to let it go. Let's forgive if we need to forgive. Let's grab on and go in a new direction if that's what we need, or maybe a little bit of all of the above. Now's an opportune time with a catalyst. And, you know, I truly recommend that you work with balancing and opening up and bringing that chakra and allowing it to awaken, because if you resist it, it's just bumpy. It's going to be doing it anyway. That's just where we are. And we can make the most of this. You can truly manifest very, very quickly right now. And with that, if you want any more information on this class that they've been talking about, it's over on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. It's there for you if that's something that you want. It's quite intensive. There was no way I could go over what we're going over in that class. That class is like 16 to, they think it's 16 lessons in 4 weeks, but it's actually going to take longer. It's going to be, you know, a whole, probably about 20, 25 lessons in this class. So, but that's just on the one chakra. That's how much is there. You can access past, present, future lives. You can go in and work on which direction you want to go to. You can really, truly see clearly on the path for your future, for your joy, your happiness. Like, wow, that's where I want to be. And that's how you can radiate. And this is moving into a frequency where we don't need any of the negative toxic stuff. And this is a beautiful, pure ascension. So that's what I've been sharing with you. It's been my pleasure and an honor to do that. Go over, sign up for the newsletter for upcoming shows. I have free gifts on energy balancing when you do that. And I have free guided meditations over there that can help you along your way. Those are all the free gifts that I have over on the website. I want to say hello and to all of you in a beautiful way. Namaste. The light in me honors the light in you. I wish you all much love and happiness as you surge through and ascend in your own journey. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.